farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
JP Tropical Foods to upgrade and increase production. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
A person assigned an attorney may need forensic, medical, scientific, or other expert evidence to prove his case. The Legal Aid Council, where an assigned attorney so requests, undertakes the costs for such expert services as required. Contact the Legal Aid Council at 72 Harbor Street, Kingston. Telephone 948-6999 or email aid.legal@moj.gov.jm. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
JP Tropical Foods, the snacks and fresh fruit arm of Jamaica Producers Group, will be expanding its facilities over the next 2 years. This as part of efforts to support government's thrust to further grow the agriculture sector. General Manager of the Commercial Division of JP Tropical Foods, Neil Crum Ewing, says while banana farming continues to be JP's major business with some 700 acres in production, the company has diversified its offerings to include the production of pineapple, coconut, cassava, and most recently, sweet potato for the domestic market. Mr. Crum Ewing says the upgrade will include expansion of the pineapple farm, construction of a multi-purpose packing house, and expansion of the JP's commercial operations.
We feel it important to take ownership of how we allow our consumers to have better, healthier lifestyle choices.
Mr. Crum Ewing says the company, which is responsible for JP Farms and St. Mary's Snacks, aims to produce just under 1 million kilograms of pineapple this year and double that by 2018.
What we are setting out to do is making pineapples more available throughout the year by various practices that we have learned from the banana business and from our expert partners in other countries such as Costa Rica, Dominican Republic, and applying that to the Jamaican business.
Over 200 acres of land will be cultivated to significantly increase pineapple production.
We're in the process of building a new multi-purpose pack house, which will handle the additional volumes in pineapples and new additional crops that we're doing, such as sweet potato and some others to come, and to really improve our quality chain.
General Manager, Commercial Division, JP Tropical Foods, Neil Crum Ewing. And on our Calling Farmers notice board this morning, the Jamaica Castor Producers Association will be having a general meeting on Tuesday, August 16 at Jampro, starting at 10:30 a.m. Send your announcements to radio@gis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here on GIS Radio. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Dog have shine teeth, laugh off a butcher. Translation, a dog with shiny teeth laughs at a butcher, and this means to know when things are in your favor.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.